Hello, I'm Ian Purdon with the BBC News. Political parties pushing for independence from Spain have won a majority of seats in Catalonia's regional parliament, although they failed to secure 50% of the popular vote. The leader of the main separatist alliance, Arturo Mas of Together for Yes, said the result represented a mandate to seek independence, even though the Spanish government insists this would be unconstitutional.
It is quite clear that the constitution doesn't allow a territory to be separated from the rest, but the constitution was approved in 1978, 3 years after Franco's death. And according to our view, democracy means that you have to adapt your laws to the real situation, the real democratic situation of the countries and the nations.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry and the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have met in New York as part of a push for a political solution to the Syria crisis. Talks took place at the UN General Assembly. Barbara Platt-Usher has the details.
The two men discussed how Russia's military buildup in Syria might affect chances of a political solution to the civil war, said a US official. The Russians say their aim is simply to help the Syrian army fight Islamic State militants. But this will almost certainly bolster their ally, President Bashar al-Assad. The Americans insist Mr. Bashar has to go. But lately they've been emphasizing his departure could be part of a longer-term strategy.
A judge in Mexico City has sentenced three men to more than 500 years in jail each for their roles in the kidnapping and murder of 13 young people 2 years ago. Their victims were kidnapped from a bar called Heaven in the centre of the capital amid a dispute between rival drug gangs. Their bodies were found 3 months later in a mass grave outside the city after family members organised large street protests. Pope Francis has ended his six-day visit to the United States with an open-air mass in Philadelphia. An audience of hundreds of thousands heard him urge them to be open to miracles of love for the sake of all the families of the world.
I will pray for you and your families, and I ask you, please, to pray for me. May God bless you all. God bless America.
Earlier, the Pope met victims of sexual abuse by priests, telling them words could not express his sorrow for what they'd suffered. Thousands have protested in Congo's capital, Brazzaville, against plans by the president, Denis Sassou Nguesso, to try to extend his rule. It was the biggest rally since President Sassou Nguesso returned to power in 1997. Some eyewitnesses said the column of people stretched for almost a kilometre. World News from the BBC. Britain is to send more than 300 troops to South Sudan and Somalia to support international peacekeeping operations. Most will go to South Sudan to provide combat training and engineering advice to the UN mission. Up to 70 will provide medical and logistical support to African Union forces in Somalia. The British Prime Minister David Cameron said that deployments would help reduce terrorism and migration. The Chinese President Xi Jinping has come in for strong criticism after co-chairing a high-level UN meeting to promote women's rights. President Xi told the meeting, marking the 20th anniversary of the UN Women's Conference in Beijing, that China would do more to enhance gender equality. But human rights groups have accused him of hypocrisy, as Nick Bryant reports.
Amnesty International have accused China of hypocrisy for promoting women's rights while at the same time jailing female activists demanding equality. The United States has made its own pointed protest. In the front window of its mission building directly across from the UN headquarters, it's posted photos of 20 female campaigners who've been imprisoned around the world, including three from China.
Preliminary data collected by a group of oceanographers reveal that turbulence in the Arctic Ocean is stirring up heat from its depths. Scientists are concerned that as the Arctic ice cap shrinks and exposes more water to the air, the wind will whip up more eddies and accelerate the melting process. A rare event will unfold in the coming hours, which will turn the moon a rusty colour and may make it seem a little larger. A total lunar eclipse, when the shadow of the Earth casts a reddish glow, will coincide with a so-called supermoon. That means the full moon is at its closest point to Earth in its orbit. If skies are clear, the event will be visible to people in North and South America, Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. BBC News.